In 1868, just a year after the purchase of Alaska, the revenue cutter Wyanda visited the Aleutian and Pribilof Islands. The trip was a reconnaissance mission to find out what kind of riches the territories held.
So there was a doctor that was on board, Dr. Thomas Miner.
That's Aquilina Lestenkoff, the cultural program coordinator for St. Paul's tribal government.
And I believe that the Smithsonian did interact with him prior to this trip. If you find anything of significance, then bring it back.
Among the things Miner brought back were two skulls, a man and a woman. A handwritten tag accompanying them indicated they were from St. Paul Island, which Lestenkoff had a hard time believing at first.
I never ever thought that anyone would take any human remains from the Pribilof Islands.
That's because the Pribilofs weren't settled until the late 1700s, and by that point in time, most Unangan people had converted to Russian Orthodoxy.
And so by then, people were buried in the cemeteries, so...
Lestenkoff didn't think someone would have dug the skulls up from the village cemetery, so she started looking at old maps of the island for other possible burial sites. She found reports that an abandoned village site called Polovina had had a cemetery, so Lestenkoff set off to find it.
I just was walking large pieces of land, and there's like, gosh, if I can just like see a bone sticking out. And then you think, it seems really weird to wish that you could see a human bone sticking out of the ground, but you know, something to give me some sign.
Lestenkoff says she was thinking that maybe, just maybe, if she could find the cemetery, she could reunite the skulls with the bodies. But she didn't find anything.
I don't know that we'll ever solve that mystery.
Lestenkoff says while it's frustrating that these people may never be reunited with their bodies, she's not angry with Dr. Miner and those who may have helped him.
I don't spend my time feeling anything about those people. I think at this point, it's how are we going to feel about being the ones that put them back to rest? And I think that's where we need to focus our efforts.
So Lestenkoff is turning her attention to the upcoming tribal council meeting, where community members will have a chance to give their input on where the remains should be buried. She thinks the skulls will probably be given a Russian Orthodox burial in keeping with the dominant religious tradition in St. Paul, but she's leaving the options open.
If you're talking bits and pieces over a year, it's definitely going to be very different when you have them here in front of you and you have to make that decision. So we'll see what happens.
No matter what the community decides, Lestenkoff says it would be better than sitting on a dusty shelf in the Smithsonian.
It's a story that definitely shows where we were at 100-plus years ago and where we are now.
The St. Paul repatriation is just the beginning. The Smithsonian is planning to return dozens of human remains to communities across the Aleutians over the next few years. Reporting in St. Paul, I'm Stephanie Joyce.